Praise the Lord. Dear friends, we are continuing our meditation on the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer has two major parts. The first part deals with God, His will, His kingdom, and His name. That is the first three petitions. Thy name be made holy, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now we are beginning the second part. The second part deals with the world, the earth, our daily needs. It deals with the bread, it deals with forgiveness, and deals with protection. Today we are going to reflect on the bread. Give us today our daily bread. As we speak about bread, I remember an episode long time ago when I was studying at the university. I participated in a summer camp where the famous French Jesuit, Father Abbé Pierre, was conducting the camp and he gave us a sermon. It's about 40 years ago. And I still remember very clearly the sermon he preached at that time. He told us there are only two types of people on this world, the poor and the rich. And both cannot sleep. We asked why. Because he said, the poor, they are hungry, and the hunger keeps them awake. They cannot sleep. And the rich, they cannot sleep because they are afraid. They are afraid that the poor people would wake up and rob all their bread, all their belongings. So in order to keep their riches safe, they keep awake. They cannot sleep. So the rich and the poor are sleepless, he said. And then one more thing he said. The poor people are hungry, but they have no bread. The rich people, they have bread, but they don't know what hunger is. And bread without hunger is not tasty. So they cannot eat. And eating doesn't help. So he taught us a prayer. A prayer as a solution to this enigmatic situation. The small prayer, which would be very helpful for everybody to recite every day, which I do very often. The prayer is so simple and is like this. Lord, help us to give bread to those who are hungry and to give hunger to those who have bread. Those who are hungry, we should be given bread, and those who have bread should have hunger. So this episode I narrated because Jesus taught us to pray to the Lord to give us bread. And bread is the most fundamental necessity, what you need to survive, what you need to live. Without bread, without food, no human being, no living being can continue to exist, can live. So the most basic need is bread. And God knows us. God knows that all that He created, all the living beings needs bread. So bread is a gift. God gives us the gift of bread. The Bible, the both Old and New Testament, continue to say us that God gives us bread. The first chapter of the book of Genesis, the very act of creation, starts with creating bread. For example, on the third day, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, we read, "Then God said, let earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with seed in it." Plants and fruit trees. He created it on the third day. But this was going to be food for the animals and birds and humans that he created on the sixth day. The same chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, we read, "God said, I see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast on the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." Food is a concern, a major concern, maybe the most important concern, even for God. God created all living beings that they will survive, that they flourish. And in order to flourish, you need food. And God provides food. Food is a gift of God. And that gift has to be received actively. In order to get food, in order to make bread, you have to work. And that is the duty of every human being. In the third chapter of the book of Genesis, in verse 19, we read, "By the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread." In order to produce food, in order to produce bread, you have to work. And later on, Paul would say to the Christians in Thessalonica, if somebody does not work, let him also not eat. In order to eat, you have to work. The food has to be produced. But at the same time, let us never forget that food is a gift of God. In the Psalm 104, verse 14, we read, "You caused the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for people to use to bring forth food from the earth." God creates, God gives food. And it is to God that every living being looks for food. The same Psalm, verse 27, "These all look to you to give them their food in due season." God gives food to all. God gives food, and this food is a gift of God and also the fruit of man's labor and toil. When we go through the Bible, you see, God has given some provisions that all human beings and every living creature get their food. The initial episode I narrated, I said there are people who are hungry and there are people who have more than enough food. This is an anomalous situation, we know. Of the 6 billion or so people on this earth, more than one third of the population do not have even one full meal a day. A humanity that goes on starving, one third of the world without enough food. Whereas another third have more than enough. God gives food to all. God makes the world, the earth fertile. And food is being produced much more than what is enough. In fact, there is a surplus production of food. So that in many countries, much of the land, the arable, cultivatable land, is laid fallow. And very often we hear that food stocks being destroyed, the entire harvest fields being burned down so that the prices of grains and other food materials can be kept low. In India also, we have again and again heard stories of food being destroyed or wasted in the great granaries or the food reservoirs, the food corporations, where tons or hundreds of tons, thousands of tons of food grain is being destroyed without being distributed, while on the other hand, thousands of people die of starvation. It's not because God did not give food. It's not because God did not give fertility to the land. It's very often our own selfishness, our own lack of concern for the brother and sister that makes them starve. So in order to avoid such a situation, God had given some provisions to the people of Israel. One of those provisions you can find in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verses 24 and 25. So this is a law guaranteeing food for all those who are hungry. We read, "If you go into your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat your fill of grapes, as many as you wish, but you shall not put any in your container. If you go into your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall not put a sickle to your neighbor's standing grain. If you are hungry, pluck the grains, pick up the fruit, and eat. Doesn't matter whose it is. That is God's given land, and God wants that all the human beings have enough food to live. So the survival of the human being, the living, is much more important than hoarding. Wealth is for all." So this was a fundamental law for the people of Israel, and not only for Israel, and God wants all his human beings have enough food. There is another law concerning the tithe. 1/10 of your products, agricultural products or whatever it is, 1/10 of your income you should reserve for the poor. So the tithe, that is a very strictly enforced in the people of Israel. And this has been very often discarded. Even though there was a law that you should give 1/10 of your income for the poor, very often people did not obey this. And then God became angry for this. Through the prophets, he challenged the people to bring the food, bring the 1/10 to the temple so that the poor, the hungry, can have their food. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, we read this. "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and thus put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you on an overflowing blessing. You give to the tithe to the Lord, and what belongs to the Lord belongs to the poor. So all the tithe that is being collected in temples or shrines or churches or wherever, the tithe being collected in the name of God is to be distributed for the poor. And when the poor are taken care of, God will take care of all." That's what prophet says. "Put me to the test," he says. "You give to the tithe to the poor and you will see you are being blessed." So God wants that all have enough food. So that is a sacred law. There are occasions where people fast. People fast in order to please God, they said. They think they are pleasing God by not eating. And that is a good idea also, not to eat, to take up some sacrifice upon oneself. But at the same time, a real fast is not just not eating food. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 7, the prophet is speaking about a real fast, a fasting that is pleasing to God. "Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house?" Share the bread with your hungry. That's how you please God. So bread is a gift of God. Bread is being produced by human work. And this produced food is to be shared with all. Unless and until you share the bread with others, you will not be happy, you will not be able to continue to live. There are so many occasions in the Bible being reported about famines. God led the people of Israel into a land flowing with milk and honey, it is said, Palestine. Even though it is said it is a land of milk and honey, very often the Bible reports that there had been extensive famine in the land. Abraham had to go to Egypt because of a famine. In chapter 12, we read. Again, Jacob, with the entire family, went down to Egypt because there was famine in the land. During the time of Elijah, there was a famine for 3.5 years. So when there is a famine, shortage of food, people know really what hunger is. The people of Israel, who were liberated from the slavery in Egypt, they had to wander through the desert. They wandered through the desert for 40 years. And what do you get to eat in the desert? Nothing. Nothing grows in the desert. But the people were fed for 40 years by bread given by God from heaven. So in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, we read, "Remember the long way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you by letting you hunger, then by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted, in order to make you understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Man needs bread, but not bread alone. We need the word of God, we need also the bread. And bread is a gift. Remember the prophet, great prophet Elijah? He said to King Ahab that until he tells, there will be no rain on the land. And he left. And he left and he hid himself in the forest near a river. And God had arranged that a raven brings bread to the prophet. God feeds his prophet with bread. And when the brook had dried up, God said, "You go to Sarephath, and I have ordered a widow to feed you." A widow who had just a bowl of flour in her house, enough to bake a cake. And she was preparing herself to bake this bread, eat it, and then die. The prophet comes there. But then God provides food for the widow, her son, and Elijah for a long, long time. Elijah the prophet, fed by raven and a widow. And then again, he was fleeing from the wrath of Queen Jezebel. And he went into the desert, and there he wanted to die. "Lord, I am no better than my fathers. Take my life. I am at the end of my life." There he went down to sleep. Then an angel wakes him up. "Get up and eat," he said. He woke up and saw fresh baked bread. And he ate the bread, drank the water, slept again. The angel woke him up a second time. "Wake up and eat, or else the journey will be too hard, too long for you." Again he saw bread. So bread is a gift that God gives to the hungry, God gives to the tired, people who are at the end of their rope, people who do not know where to go, people who think their life has come to an end, like prophet Elijah. So bread is God's gift. God wants all to be happy, all to be strong. God wants us to continue. Bread is a gift, and bread is the product of our effort. We know all our effort will be fruitless unless God blesses, unless God sends the rain, unless God sends the sun, there will be no bread, no fruit. So we pray with Jesus, "Father, give us our daily bread." Father, we thank you for sending the rain on the earth, for letting the sun shine on the earth, for letting the dew fall on the earth, to make the land fertile, to produce food, to produce bread. Thank you, Father, for giving us the bread for our sustenance. Father, we know there are millions and millions of people who do not have this bread. And we know there are also people who have more than what they need. Change our hearts, Lord, so that we may be enabled to share what we have with others, that there will be plenty for all of us, that we will never go hungry. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.